Welcome to a special episode of Replying Cthulhu, manned by our very own Flower. Oh wait, that's me. Well, today you are in for a treat. We are back with D&D, with all the team that can make it in person for this game today.
He scripted this, hasn't he?
Yes, I have.
And you can tell we're in person because I can do this.
Ow!
Oh, there's the voices of my players. We have Catman.
Hiya.
We have Matt.
Oi.
And so finally, Soren J.
Hey. Some bitches.
I'll pick up on one mic or another.
Today, I will be taking them on a special journey called Mystery of the Bloodstained Swamp.
Oh.
Now, let's start, shall we? You find yourselves in a tavern called the Drunken Turtle, enjoying a lovely breakfast in the heart of the town called the Giant's Basin. The tavern is a cosy little establishment owned by a married couple, Jonathan the Half-Orc and Gwen the Gnome. Jonathan walks over from the bar for the third round of the morning to the table, and he gestures to you all.
How do you there fit in your wife? Half-Orc your size and a gnome.
We have plenty of lube.
I can imagine. Who are?
What's lube?
Don't you there worry, you don't want to know. Back in this type of year, it'd probably be pig grease.
Did you know our recipe?
No, but I can bloody well guess.
So, anything else I can get you guys?
Nothing that requires bacon.
My parents back?
It's either bacon, sausage, egg, or loaf.
Oh, I always like to stay optimistic, so why do I'd optimistically say another fucking plate of sausages, you bastard.
Oh, okay.
More food? You've already eaten, like, 10 portions, man.
I'm a dwarf, what do you fucking expect?
Am I pushing all on the tab?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay. So, you know, like, his wife just moves over, like, gets a little step, puts it down, and just starts writing, the, like, adding more plates of sausages and stuff like that.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, we're dining and dashing, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, fucking yes.
This is a bad idea.
Why are you good?
You fucker. I think our DM has just spat root beer out of his nose.
I couldn't swallow.
This is the floor we've
That's not what you said there last night, there, Larry.
Hey, Flower.
Hey, bitch, it's on recording.
I know.
It's
speaking voice
but it's not. Yeah, the actual voice.
Yeah.
There, you got that, bitch.
There you go, you can have that.
So, do we know why we're here? Do we have, like, an objective or a thing? Anything to do?
I don't know why we're here on Earth. You better ask the Claire for that.
Oh, well, only God can answer that one.
Because I have to ask the DM.
I don't fucking know myself, to be honest.
You're enjoying your breakfasts, enjoying your drinks. You seem to catch the eye of us.
Yeah, what? Enjoying our drinks and letting the amnesia potion wear off.
Yeah. Like no one else's arsehole feel a bit loose to you.
Funny you should mention. It was very drafty today.
Like an old windsock.
Blowing in the wind. You catch the eye of a hooded stranger in the corner of the room. They suddenly walked over your table.
Stranger danger!
You want us there back? I caught it, you see.
Ignore them, great sir. What would you like?
And he basically, without asking, he sits at the table.
You want a plate of sausages?
No. I'm looking to hire you adventurers.
I'm a cleric, mate, not a fucking adventurer.
Hang on. We're interested. What's the dealio?
Well, I won't destroy his fucking voice though.
You can try my voice if you want. It's a mixed opinion here, but you got a moment.
I need you to take this box to my superior.
Well, what can't you do, you lazy cat?
No, behave yourself.
Hang on now.
You taught me that word.
We can figure something out here.
Right, you keep that one
so,
quiet, right?
So, what's in it for us?
Well, we can give you
What's in the box? What's in the box?
50 gold each now, and 250 when you delivered undamaged.
Yeah, define undamaged.
I mean, it's going to be tied to my back with a chain, and it's not going to be touched, you preacher,
exactly.
You preacher man.
Preacher boy.
Preacher man.
Well, that's a fuck ton of money.
That'd be quite a bit of money, that'd be. That's quite an optimistic way of looking at it.
One rule, do not open the box.
Oh, fuck.
It's going to be chained to my back.
My natural curiosity is going to be the death of me again.
I'm
going to have to chain this box to my back. I know.
You got enough
bartender,
chain
get me chains.
You got enough chain there and leather for your BDSM gear, that's for sure.
Technically, chains would still count as unarmored.
I guess. Hey, where the fuck are we taking this thing?
I'm glad someone asked. Take the road out of town. 3 hours, you'll come to the bloodstained swamp. Head inside to the swamp, to the heart of it, to deliver the box to my superior. It must be there before nightfall. Do not open it. If you damage it, there will be no reward. I repeat, do not open it. You will know if it's been opened.
Right.
I look suspiciously at my colleagues.
What? Are you doing shite for you, mate? What are you fucking out about?
I am not impressed so far. I have woken up in a strange tavern and already seen strange things.
The things you've seen today.
I held out my arms, box bloke. You got anything there for the church, boy?
Well, if you decide to take the job for this one shot, I should also give you health potion each.
That don't fit in the box for the church there, mate. You've got to go around the back and then you go deposit in the back of the church, man.
But Mr. Bridgman, I thought you just kept those coins for yourself.
Shut the fuck up, you.
Those are choir boys.
Hey, don't say shit about that. Unless I'm not no fucking half orcing fucking gnome. Spit that bitch into he will.
I shouldn't drink with a plague.
Anyway, we've got this interesting quest to do now, taking this box to this place in the swamps. I think right now I should introduce myself. I don't know your names. My name is Karkov. I am a dragonborn and I am a barbarian.
It's funny how we've been together for what, like 4 or 5 weeks? He don't fucking remember shit, does he?
It happens every evening. He always asks.
Well, I keep drinking this magical potion and every morning it's amnesia.
That's right,
boy. That's called absinthe.
You keep drinking that air potion of yours and everything will be all right. I sell his organs on the black market, I do.
Is that why you're in his room at night?
Yeah, that'd be why. I've just lost my D20 on the fucking chair, you bastard. I got it back. There we go.
We've got Irish today.
Okay, I'll go next. Are you done yet? Are ya? And I am a halfling. A monk.
I be a cleric hill dwarf named Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
Hey, my name's Jeff.
So I have got Anna and I have got Jeff.
Yes.
Aria. I said 2 seconds ago you'd have to come.
Yes.
Aria Dunya.
Aria.
Aria.
She was named that because that's the first thing she ever heard when someone was taking a shit in the toilet.
Aria.
That's my father said to my mother when I was getting born. Are you done
yet? Is that not the afterbirth? As the hooded figure watches this conversation, sipping his drink for an answer.
Oh, yeah, all right, we take that. Oh, sorry, you.
Oh, I'll be taking that box, I think, and we shall deliver it to this marsh.
I think we still
have a couple
more drinks, don't you?
Oh, okay. So, with you guys accepting the quest, he gives, as well as a health potion each, which has an actual dice you need there, but one health
Flowers
potion.
Flowers put these for our lovely viewers in tiny little jam jars. Yeah. They're very cute.
Wolfie helped me with these.
They're very nice.
Yeah. Some of them might have written on it. He also gives you 50 gold pieces apiece. In a little basket, hemp.
Oh, got a little basket. That's quite nice. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a little gift set.
That's good craftsmanship on that. I've got to shut this fucking curtain.
Well, now we've got money for food. I'm guessing you're paying, preacher man.
Who said we were going to pay?
It's the right and honourable thing to do.
Are you a fucking paladin? You're a barbarian.
I am of military rank.
Why do you give a shit?
Because it's an honourable thing to do.
Unfortunately, I'm a charitable bastard, apparently. But charity starts at home, I see.
I was going to say, sounds like you there, Matt.
Fuck off!
You can't become a rogue in this game.
I didn't say anything about becoming a rogue. I'd be a cleric.
He's reformed.
Yeah, I'd be a reformed rogue. Alright, so we're going into a swamp then, yeah?
Yes.
Alright. I'll tell you what, we leave him to it and then we'll fuck off.
I mean, if he thinks it's the honourable thing to do, surely he should pay.
Ah, oh, that'd be a good idea. Well volunteered there, my sir.
You've ordered the food.
Good to see you voluntold.
Aye, but you stuffed down them sausages for sure you did. And not just in one hole, I tell you.
So as you leave, Jonathan lets you know that the hooded stranger paid your tab off.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, wish he fucking told us that before.
Well.
I tell you what, can we put more on that tab?
Yeah,
now
tell us that.
Can I have a 20-ounce steak to go, please?
Well, I was thinking about more heavy armour, at least another 40-odd crossbow bolts and all that kind of...
Well,
any crossbow bolts, any arrows, I'm not tracking, I think two shits.
Yeah,
alright. Off we go to the swamp where we'll all die.
So, where is this swamp in direction? We're now standing outside the tavern. Is there like a signpost nearby for like, let's say it's a swamp?
Let MDM fucking
do it. I have a map of Waterdeep if that helps.
Oh, that'll probably help.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
There we go.
So, who's got the box is my question.
It's literally chained to my back.
Okay. So, you attach it to... The base of the box is about the same size as... I say a bit bigger. Basically, like, the same size as a... Like a microwave box.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah.
I can open that while he's not looking.
The hooded dude doesn't notice.
We've got to make sure it don't look like it's been fucking open, though. What if there's a spring-loaded little surprise that comes out and he goes...
As I said, it's on my back. It's chained, as in, like, cross over it, so you can't get into it.
Look over there, it'd be a character race.
I'm not falling for that one again.
That's how last time I got last time.
You even checked his present pocket.
I don't want to go down that path again. Too many times I found corn. One time I found a goblin. He be gobbling them balls.
So you leave the tavern, which I can't remember. It was the... It's my own fucking one. Basically, leave the...
Drunk and toe.
Yeah. You leave the tavern and you like come out across. There's all the different like little shops and stuff. But then you see, obviously, the road that you got to the town is also... says... Basically, back to Waterdeep, back to the other stuff, like Sword Coast stuff. But then there's another way, basically, big, huge sign, Island Common, Bloodstained Swamp. Do not enter.
Oh, wait.
That sounds promising.
Hmm.
I've been in a lot of places I wasn't supposed to enter. I think you have too.
Well, there's quite a few ways, eh?
I mean, we knew this wasn't going to be so simple, a strange man offering us a box and taking it to A to B. I mean, why couldn't he have done it himself?
I did ask that, and never did get an answer.
You have a flashback. You have... And he basically tells you that it's too dangerous for him to go in on his own, he'd have to take the box, but he won't be able to protect the box if he's on his own, because it's a very dangerous area.
Does he have to
an eight-year-old girl instead?
Do we have to...
You're 8 years old!
So do we have to give the guard the box to take it through this area?
Basically, your quest is to take this box, strap to your back, into the heart of the swamp and drop it off. That's all it's been told.
Right, best get on it then. Let's walk into the fucking swamp.
We must press on.
Holy symbol out in front. I bless ye the fucking path.
You
Yes, been asked to deliver to his supervisor.
I mean, the name of Baharmet. Yeah, that'd be the one. That
changes every drink.
I don't fucking know which god there is, to be honest.
Yeah, oh, there's a lot.
Actually, Baharmet is the one I fucking know.
Baharmet. There's also Tiamat. I'm not naming up it. No.
Surely it would be Cthulhu.
Oh, hey, Cthulhu.
Not in D&D world, though.
I know, but for us.
The ancient one.
Oh. The one who never sleeps, but ever sleeps.
I can't remember what your domain's. Life domain?
I don't fucking know.
Death domain?
I can give you some names.
Life domain.
Life domain. Ah.
Bahamut works.
Okay, yeah. Here, go slap then. Have fun.
Go.
And his direction.
And here's what I brought out earlier.
The cap just kicks down the door.
Dresses the cop.
Oh shit, Scottish.
Brian, is that
you? Here the whole time. Right.
I should probably have my Jesus creepers on the phone.
Hey ho, hey ho. Jesus creepers. This is what we've done.
Jesus creepers.
Yeah, every time you say it gets me.
I bless this parth in the name of Bahamut.
Okay, so you're doing the walk. So the walk, Narda, you first.
Yeah.
I guess fucking so. Got my shield in one hand and a holy symbol in the other going, some sort of fucking prayer.
You should be in the middle.
I am. I'm right behind him, my great axe held up high.
Got a pair of incense swinging in between the legs.
And the little girl at the back.
Oh, that's not going to fucking end well, is it?
I mean...
It's fine. I can crush a grown man's skull in my hands.
That's kind of fucking impressive. At the same time, fucking scary.
Hold on. So you got an 8-year-old and a priest.
Yeah,
I just realised that.
Oh.
What gender is your character?
Female.
Oh, that's fine then. I only go for the choir boy.
How do you think I met you?
Bahamut within. See, Bahamut within you. Bahamut within. Feel my holy symbol. Where do you think I put my candle?
So, the party enters the swamp and begins to follow the trail inside.
What do you think I've entered?
After about an hour, you see it becomes a fork in the road. Is left or is right?
Well, this is definitely a conundrum.
Who's got the best intelligence here?
Scratch.
Has anyone got a coin? I'll just flip a coin.
No, I can cast guidance on someone. It's a one-time action. I touch you in a very special place. And it gives you... Isn't it plus some?
D4, like, to add on. But also, because I don't use every rule that's in the book. I sometimes have different ones. Like, for guidance, I run as a reaction. So it's a bit, it's like, okay, you need a bit of a boost. There you go, quick.
So I guess it's be an intelligence check to tell which fucking direction we're gonna go, if I'm correct.
It'll be survival or nature.
Survival or nature. Fucking hell. I got a +3 in survival. Can I touch myself?
You can touch yourself in front of the child.
I'll turn away, mister.
I've
seen enough of that already.
+3, that'd be better.
What have you got in your survival?
+3.
Oh shit, I ain't touching those freaking eagles. That's for sure. You're not my type, you're...
God damn it. Guys, so where are we going to go, guys? I've got my coin ready. I can flip it. 50-50 chances.
I'm going to roll a survival check, and I'm going to cast guidance on myself.
Okay. Can I flip the coin?
No, we're not flipping the coin.
Why are you flipping the coin?
Bastard.
He can flip his coin. I'm going to flip myself. Right.
That's how so I'm going
to... I'm gonna roll a legit roll here.
Yeah, go on.
So after I finish touching myself in the name of Bahamut, I'm gonna roll a survival.
Put out in the name of Jesus.
Whip it out for Jesus. Okay, what do I need to beat here?
I'll tell you if you get it or not.
Yeah.
+3, so 14 plus guidance.
Plus guidance is D4.
Four.
Okay. So
four on the floor.
15, 16, 17, 18.
18.
Yeah.
Basically, you're looking at the floor. You've like all the weather's not that. They've been quite clear lately. You basically get the same sort of traffic on between the left and the right. So it's either way's a decent area to go.
Well, that's not fucking helpful at all, is it?
But you do see with the hat when you look. You like looking over. It's like, oh, okay, this seems fair. Seems fair, but in between where all the trees are, so if you're looking further in, some of the trees, the first like couple of lines of trees just look
bit red. The further you look into, the further, like, past into, inside, it gets redder and redder. Each tree, it looks to be like moss, but it looks maybe not like moss.
So we don't go that way.
It's both ways.
Through. It's basically one path. And you've got,
oh, he's making up a third path there. There's
well,
only
the path
fucking
you're
just
two. Walking up, you're walking up in the main path. You got left or the right. But basically, you
but
look
if
to
you
the
part
left,
the cheeks, there's a red valley.
You part the cheeks, and that's where it starts getting worrying with the amount of red on these trees.
Well, we weren't supposed to go to the heart of the swamp. It seems like it might be it.
The red trees might be the way.
Yeah.
I guess we go down the red passage. Normally, when the river runs red, you go up the dirt track, but I guess in this instance, I'm going up the red passage.
I'm with saying the survival.
What does that mean,
so,
mister?
You don't fucking want to know.
Okay.
He's been like this for so many years. I tried to tell him.
You put up your dirt passage.
As I said, where do you think I put my candle?
Where's my candle? Oh, excellent.
While we're walking, can I attempt to slit of hand open the box?
No. No, you could test that.
You don't know shit.
Oh, I'm sorry, all I'm saying is survival thing. You can tell that the left and the right are the most safe ways. That is quite, it seems to be quite a lot of danger.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't touch my box.
Too late, motherfucker.
Where's my fucking comic?
I've got to contest this.
Ah, there it is.
Test if you want. So I'm going to sleight of hand train, sleight of hand or stealth, whatever you think is right.
Okay.
Try and, like, open that box. Well, it's only
Whatever you draw, think your character would do, I'd say use the higher one.
I think what Arya's going to do is just kind of like, so she's tiny. She's an 8-year-old halfling child. They weigh as much as your average feather. She's going to have a goblin climb onto the box and just kind of, like, crouch over it and...
I will elbow you in the balls. Trust me.
Again.
Do that.
No, get charged.
Exactly. That was light. I didn't put any effort in that one.
My question to you, Carmen, would your character be like where
you'd have
like,
to notice it.
Yeah. It's like, would you I'm asking like as a character, would you like okay, I'm gonna
So I admit
you
I
focus
am half
ongoing.
Expecting something to happen.
Okay.
I was less expecting it to be the halfling.
Yeah, that's why he's walking in front of you.
Well, then in which case, can I roll for deception to give her an advantage?
No.
Because I have a plus one.
Because you don't know about it.
Oh, no,
we already talked about this.
We talked about me getting this off of you. Early on.
Yes, we did.
We did.
DM has to
turn. To be fair, I didn't hit.
Yeah, wait until you were talking to Carmen.
But it's here.
Oh, okay. I say DM rules.
It's on here,
DM
though.
DM rules.
It is actually on
it's
there.
It's up to fire, but we did. You were talking to Carmen about something, and we were like, hey, box.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll flip the coin
to
say if I'll accept it or not. If it's the
you
top of...
You should have brought your
dump
coin.
I have.
Yeah, so that's basically inspiration. But if it's heads, you can do like the basically
he's getting
this
the dim
conversation.
Coin weird, right?
Hey?
He's getting the dim coin because this is it'll be weird fucked because it's hollow one side.
True.
It'll pretty much always fall.
Okay.
Yeah, it always does.
Shit myself.
So,
as long as it's not on me, I don't care.
See, almost on
oh, shit.
Yeah.
You got a crown and you got a skull.
Okay,
don't
do that.
Don't fucking lose that.
So, if it's okay, if it's the skull,
I'm trying to get pounded here.
Yeah, but
it
now you
doesn't
got
go niche. Through because I didn't.
You messed me that much.
But if it's the crown, it works. So you can do this if you set. I should do that because I think he's.
Okay.
Hmm?
Heads.
So the crown.
Hey, it works.
It goes through.
Nice. But
right. So I get advantage on this from Matt's shenanigans.
Or do I have to roll against him?
You do you have to do deception, and I'll get you to roll.
Deception is plus one.
Insight.
Perception, would it be?
Maybe insight for his.
That's 11 total.
Insight.
Ah, but that's. How long have we been standing
there's
here?
No insight
duration
on this.
Lasts a minute.
Insight's the. Yeah, what's the result? Well.
Guidance lasts a minute.
No, I've got insight.
Oh, is it?
You can, like.
I've got insight. It's under wisdom.
Oh, yeah.
So, what want to roll?
Oh wait, I can use
cantrips
whenever I want, can't I?
Yeah.
20.
Oh, fucking that 20.
Not 20.
Yeah, no,
there's
no fucking chance.
So let's see what you actually your insight
zero.
As well.
Okay. You won't actually, so my deception won't 20. Give you her
advantage. Nat 20, boys. Oh.
That's only to get an advantage.
So.
So no advantage for me, unfortunately.
So for my games at D20, if it's a saving throw or a, just like a check, it's still a 20, but you plus whatever. So if you had like a minus one, you'd minus it'd be 19, even if it's a nat 20.
Yeah.
But if it's like a bat, if it's a fight, cause I do the nat 20s different. I don't do just like, oh, double it up. I max out the dice, then I add more dice on top.
Okay.
So it's more of a crunch than just double one.
So no advantage, but I'm still going to go for it. We'll see you feel.
You see him being suspicious.
Hey, sorry.
Okay. So that means, so I get, because I've got a nat 20, would I get an advantage of thinking of something because he's acting suspicious?
I'll say.
Because I think, why is he acting suspicious?
I'm just a little girl. Why would you have suspect me of anything?
Wasn't that 20?
Yeah.
It's got a good point, actually.
Yeah. I'd say it'd be straight roll.
Straight roll.
Is it, he is paying more attention onto
Matt.
She's behind me, so yeah. But I am suspicious of him.
16.
Plus 6, that's 22.
Oh.
22. Roll a perception to see if you see.
Perception.
Sneaky. Little hairpin and twist.
So you say 22?
Yeah.
Damn. I can't do it. 18 though. So plus
bad.
0.
Not bad.
Yeah. So you're trying to...
Yeah, slight hand in the show.
Slight of hand. I'm going to say, so you're like looking at the box. Give me a perception check.
Perception.
Very quickly, how does my contestant work? So I can
no longer
know.
Can I do another roll? Something, but it might just be like some creature in the trees.
So, 6 for that.
6?
I don't know shit.
Okay, you got no shit. I'm just checking.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's bad.
Oh,
I'm fine. Yeah, you're just like, I'm trying to get into the box. And what you got to roll to pick it up? Was it a pick? Are you picking the lock with you?
Yeah, picking the lock with like a little hairpin.
So, okay. So, what did you get again? So, your man?
22.
Okay. So, you come to the lock and you just pull away the lock. Mm. Yeah, do you open up the box?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'll say, this would be a stealth check to see if you hear, if you can do it. If it's going to be creaky or if it's not going to be creaky, you don't notice them.
Mm.
Oh, what's that? 15? Not bad.
Yeah, what did you get before?
You got 18?
18. On perception. What's your character called?
Oh, yeah.
Is it opened up?
Shit.
Oh, sorry, that'd be them baked beans I had earlier.
But yeah, you've got this box open.
What's in it?
You heard the creak.
I heard the creak. Do I know it's the creak of the box or do I think it's him?
That's a good point.
I was currently like stood on the box hinges, like hunched over like a little gremlin. Looking to the box.
I don't know, what do you say from what he said? Would you think your character would believe him or not?
I've got no reason to. And he is one of my oldest friends.
Yeah, friend.
Fleecing you.
We've known each other for years.
Have I?
He said that. Well, he said he'd been with us for 4 weeks and that you'd been touching him as a kid, so...
That's what I mean. I've got to roll.
He's a choir boy. It's allowed in the church.
When words come to haunt me.
I asked him if he wanted to take up the vestments. He didn't want any.
Right, so we've broken the quest in the first 5 minutes.
Sounds good.
Is great.
So what's in the box then?
So up to now, you've opened the box. You...
I think the hooded figure's just watching from the tavern. Just go, fuck.
Oh my god.
Why did I trust these random strangers to sit in there in the middle of a random tavern?
To be fair, it's his fucking problem, not ours.
Yeah.
And offering us money.
Pretty good chance we weren't going to get paid at the end anyway.
More than nightly. What's in the box?
Alright, you open the box.
Cool.
Oh. Is it an actual little...
Yes and no, because I did this before for my home game. And as soon as I put the box on the fucking table, the guys tried to open it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then they got... And then they got psychic damage.
Uh-oh.
It's like, no, because... Before I said, oh, my character's trying to open the box. So the guy, literally physical, got the fucking box and went to open the fucking thing.
Oh.
I was like, you fucking dead. I was like, please don't fucking open this. It's basically fucking, not ruins the game, but also the ruin of the whole experience a little bit, but not really.
Ain't comfy.
You give a group of people of D&D a box, it's going to get opened. Then,
I regretted that.
So what's in the box?
Open the box.
I only show Jay, because we can't see.
It's not in there, in there, because I know, I learned from my experience.
Oh. It's only going to pop out.
You basically see... Well, I'm not sure you want to do it yet. Give me a nature check.
Oh shit, I'm not good at that one, I think. Plus zero. Shit.
Actually.
19, not bad.
19. You'll see inside the box an egg. An egg about... Except for this, we'll say it's about the same size as an ostrich egg.
One hell of an omelet. I'm just gonna get that back.
Well, you know, you're talking about big things and how they affect my arse.
And stick the look back on.
As you're doing that, just check something. Okay. You seem to hear scratches, movement from the edge.
Shit. Okay, we've been set up. There's a fucking basilisk or dragon or something
in there.
What's
happening? What's happened?
There's a fucker in there about to hatch.
A what?
What are, you
what are you talking about? What have you done?
The box has an egg.
How do you know that?
Because I opened it, fuck.
What? How do you do that? I'm going to have to check. Can I check? Because I mean... Because I've got
to
see... I'm
going to put the log back on.
Yeah, what have
I have x-ray vision. It's something happens, always have.
You...
I don't know if I can believe you now.
Do you know what a happening is? I think not. We're too little. We scare around like rats in the wall. The thing is, there's an egg in there, and it's gonna hatch, and I don't know what the fuck is in it.
Well, it maybe wouldn't have hatched if you looked into it. If
you... X-ray vision doesn't cause eggs to hatch, bitch.
You still got this fucking box in your back. So you basically, this conversation, you've got this box strapped to your back.
And a halfway week.
And then, and basically, and try slowly close it away.
If this, it's bigger than a normal egg. Might be a monster egg. I'm not sure. Bit worried about it hatching.
Maybe English.
Yeah. All halflings are from the Shire, which is basically England. We all know this.
Why is it every time I go for a drink, you end up saying something and really make me laugh?
It's half true as well.
New game. Make Flower spit his drink out.
Yeah.
You're closer to this, so I tend to
laugh. Oh no, I'm the master.
You're in the wet zone.
Okay, so so you're literally telling us that you've seen in the box and it's an egg, and what we're going to do now, I mean, the guy told us we were not allowed to look
in
the box.
It's going to hatch. You see, if we weren't allowed to open it. I looked in it with halfling x-ray vision, Superman has.
You'll know you did that. Why?
I won't let you take damage for the aim of it.
It's not monster anymore. Look, point is, I don't know if this is going to hatch, and if it does, I think it's going to be a monster.
Well, you think about it, if it fucking near hatches, we got ourselves a new pet.
Yay, I was wanting a doggy.
Exactly, if it's a cockatrice, we're fucked.
We can cook it! We've taken money from a very kind stranger... And we must deliver it at the very least. And apologise for our
mistake. I'm sure you've taken money from a stranger before.
I'm sure he's taken something from a stranger. Right, okay, we'll deliver it, but warning, it could hatch. If it hatches, it's going to hatch on your back. So you can't drop it because it's chained up there. So if it hatches into a dragon, you're going to be barbecued.
Well, that's the point. I left the key back at the other place, so you're fucking stuck with that on your...
Yeah, and actually, if it hatches into a dragon, because you're a dragon-faced... Does that let you speak to him?
I could be his mummy!
I can speak to a conic.
They were sorted then. Never mind.
But what if it's not... What if it's just a fucking giant chicken? Why am I going all different accents?
Then we can have KFC! Kentucky Fried Commander!
Kentucky Fried Cockatrice!
That's the commander.
But anyway, I'm going to carry on delivering this to where we have to go to.
It's a bit fucking late now if it's going to hatch.
No, I'm just going to just walk on.
Can I start a secret flame now?
I didn't know about that bit, so...
Yeah, he doesn't know shit. He never found out. I just x-ray visioned it.
She says.
So, you go to put the lock back on. Doesn't fit. doesn't like then basically.
I'm just gonna like put it on, like pick it.
Just hang it on. Yeah. Just happen to hang it on.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay. What have we done back there?
You can't see it, because it's on his back.
Can we force it?
Well, you can't see.
You got strength.
You
can't, yeah.
You don't know nothing. He doesn't know anything about this. As far as he's concerned, Halfling's can see through wood.
Well, if you tell me, I've got plus
I'm
two.
I'm not telling
what
anyone.
I say, would your character believe
I knew
what
did
I say?
Can he check it's on his back?
You got to take it off.
No, you can't take it off because the keys are in the wrong
place.
It.
You chained it to himself. He's fucked.
Didn't you do it with rope?
No, he chained it. He specifically chained it to himself.
But what I just tied it in a knot around my front.
You tied the chain in a knot.
You can try to rip the chain because you are a barbarian. You can literally try to go...
Oh, I imagine... Oh, God, dropping the box seems like it'd be pretty bad if it's an egg.
You might break the lark off if you drop the box.
You know what? I mean, Kark is bored of this and Kark is just going to deliver the package and just walk along.
Let's do it.
The Kark doesn't care right now.
Okay.
What did you do with that there fucking box? Did you break the fucking thing?
No, the lock's fucked. The lock's fucked.
Did you fucking do that? Yes. Oh, God damn it, we've got to fucking knock his ass out.
No, it's fine, it's on his back, you can see.
You've gone Cornwall.
But what if they know?
Walking, just keep walking.
Okay.
We give them
keep
the box,
walking.
Facing
where
the knock towards
where
us, and then we fucking run
straight
once he gives the coin.
But okay, straight ahead. You start, what's it, Cork?
Yeah,
Cork.
Takes one step towards like the middle piece. You hear a loud whistle. I ain't gonna whistle because I might set this off.
It's the hounds! Run!
Why ain't been whistle for two in about 4 years, I say.
Only four, not 40.
Oh, fuck off. I only been whistled that when I wear my high heels on Sundays.
So, as if from to the right hand side. You hear it, like the whistle comes from that area.
Anything suspicious?
You look over, and basically it's like an. It's like an old man. He stood there with a fishing rod.
Burn it!
No, there, child. You just be a fisherman.
No, can I? Because I'm ahead of them. Because I walked ahead. Can I see it first? Because I mean, I just choose. All of what I want to do is just walk.
We're not going down
by
the right
him.
Side there. We're going down the middle.
Okay, that's where I'm going. But I just want to keep walking. No deviations. Just keep walking.
It's like a fucking stone. Trees just fucking get like an outline of him.
The D&D movie where he just like walks like over the rock.
Well, I wouldn't go that way, my friend.
And why do you say that there?
Well, I live in the swamp. In my own home residence, that we say.
Your perfect dancing, you mean?
Oh, I see. He's one of them there fancy people. Mm. He likes the company of other men.
Like
not
you.
That there's anything wrong with that, mind you. The Lord these days has allowed that to happen now. They rewrote that part and made it inclusive.
I thought you liked cock.
No, that's only little cock.
Don't you like his company?
Oh, fuck, he's a wizard. Is his name Harry?
It's Bumblebore. I'm in his uncle's basement.
I ain't seen wizard sleeves like that in quite some time. Since when I was
that's
a choir boy.
Yeah,
oh, you're a Wookiee cave, really.
So, Mr. Wizard guy who's not a wizard, why is the swamp so dangerous?
What's wrong?
So, he puts his fishing rod down, which seems a bit odd because it's not.
Is it a flesh rod?
He might be fishing for tail.
Like a fishing rod, but the line's not going to, like. Swampy areas, it's not going to the ground, it's in the tree.
I don't quite understand that you get the idea of fishing there, lad. Unless you're going for a birdie.
That's golf.
But he's got his fishing line in the fucking tree there.
Flying fish.
So what does this fishing rod look like? Does it look like a fishing
just
rod?
Just like a normal, like, mundane fishing rod, but he's literally...
Is it like, you know, like, Sawyer on the river, like a piece of string or like carbon fiber fishing rod.
Yeah, carbon fiber and
carbon
fiber
and
yeah.
I hold up my arms. Anything for the church there, my son? I shake the box.
Ignore him, he's just a beggar.
I can give you some advice, my friend.
That's not going to fit in the fucking box, is it? You want the Lord's blessing, you fit something in my box here.
Oh, you want this? And he pulls out a gold coin.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
And he drops it in.
Alright.
Drops it in.
That's a fucking one of your illusion if ever I saw one, you prick. I can see it in your fucking eye. I don't need to know no fucking rules. I can see it in your fucking beady little eye, you cunt.
Can we at night? When he did that, does the coin look any different? Any, like a regular? Is it irregular coin?
It's not a real coin there, boy. It's a fake coin. It's an illusion.
Magic.
It'd be magic.
It'd be magic.
Ho, 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 it's magic!
Wait, we're kind of busy. So, unless you need anything, fuck off.
I thought you wanted some advice which way you to go.
No, that's not money. That's advice. I want money in the box.
There is a coin in the box, my friend.
Right, okay. Okay, stupid fuck.
He's like,
what's your advice?
Oh, I'd rather go left or right, but I wouldn't go in the middle. Many adventurers have died that way.
Well, we need to go to the heart of the woods, or the heart of the swamp, or some fuck. So, where are we going?
Left or right? The choice is up to you.
Heart seems to be the centre of shit.
Exactly, the choice is up to us. We go down the fucking middle.
Can't we just flip a coin?
You want to have a drink?
Yes, actually, please. I'm already fairly drunk, though, so...
Personally, you're not the old fucking only one there, darling.
I'm sober.
Yeah,
the
photo's a
teetotaler.
Jay?
Yeah,
that's what I'm... Left or right, heads or tails?
No, we're going down the fucking middle, boy!
No, the middle's dangerous.
Exactly! Par for least resistance.
Yes, well...
Well, that'd be par for most resistance, sir.
Have you heard of chimeras? Have you heard of...
Have you heard the word? The word of the bird?
Everybody heard about the bird. It was a bird.
Copyright!
Oh, God! Run for cover! Right, yeah, we've heard of what a chimera is. It's a mix of different shit.
Okay.
What's a chimera?
Oh, it's a... Try to explain, my good friend. All different parts of animals you wouldn't want to
I know
see.
The word, but I can't remember what it is.
Imagine there, you got a lion, you got a chicken's arse on it, and you got a snake.
You don't help him.
The classical one is like a goat, a lion, and a scorpion all mixed up into the same.
Was that what it is?
Got you.
What
yeah.
That might be
a or a large-breasted woman.
Oh, that'd be nice.
With something you not all would appreciate. I would.
What, herpes?
Stokes his beard.
That's alright, I'm pretty sure I got cure wounds or sacred flame. It's not the first time I've had a sacred flame, if you know what I mean.
Burn them off.
You burn
it's
off
the hemorrhoids
all.
Too.
Now, don't fucking talk about my hemorrhoids.
Doesn't work on genital warts, my friend. I've tried.
That's for me. Maybe you ain't fucking tried hard enough.
I've tried fireball, that doesn't fit either.
Why are you trying to fireball your arsehole?
Get through the calluses.
On your arse? Why you got calluses on your arse? You been... Jesus Christ, boy.
If you try hard enough.
Maybe you do need the word of God.
Well, I laughed and it went on my nose and it burns. Oh, Vogta, why?
The power of Christ compels you.
Right, you conferred another one,
Carl. Holy war, fuck.
Conferred another one twice.
Right.
Okay, so there's a chimera in the middle, right?
Oh, that's just... I've gone fucking these boys. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
It's just the tip. All right.
Just the tip.
Can I roll for insight? I've got a plus 5. 13, so... 18.
Do you want to use guidance
school.
As well?
Yeah, fuck it. Just one moment, please.
Oh, not again.
I'm glad nobody's at the game.
Oh, it's only a 2 on this one. A little spur.
20. Cover.
20, are you?
So basically, he seems like he's genuinely just trying to help.
Well, that's not fucking any use, was it?
Okay, here's my question, old man. If we took the left or the right path, would we go around the chimera?
Yes, well, the chimera and the other creatures in the bloodstain, and he gestures to the trees, the bloodstained swamp,
they don't really go onto the paths. Well, there is some creatures, but there's not as troublesome, we'd say. They're a bit more easier for adventurers like yourselves to deal with.
Would it might be smarter then, just to stay on the actual path for a little bit and then cut in towards the middle?
I don't fucking believe a word he's saying.
You just roll him in such a so you're still
I
don't.
No, apparently I have to. Apparently my piety leads me to blindly trust those that... are you aware enough, God?
Which one?
Don't get out of it. You've got to be pious now.
Bahamut.
Well, he looks like a hermit, so I think he should fit right in.
Ah, yes. It's like he'll tell you like some facts about it.
I trust this man in my life, I do. He'd be a word of a hermit.
Would it not be smart to go around one of the other paths, right? And then cut in towards the heart once we're a little bit closer so we don't have to deal with much bullshit?
Hold on a minute there. That's actually a good idea. But 1 second there. Do you know much about cockatrice eggs?
They have those.
Good. Yeah,
you've been given one of those eggs. Okay.
I've been given an egg for Fantasy Easter by my parents. It's unrelated, I promise.
Chocolate?
I think so.
And he pulls out another chocolate egg out of his sleeve.
Oh, can I have it? You're definitely using
Don't touch anything from a old man's dirty wizard sleeve.
I'm speaking from experience.
I'm saying nothing.
You know all about dirty sleeves, don't you?
I got enough of them myself.
Oh, you don't want it? He shoves it back up.
Oh my god, that went up without no lube, that did.
Back into it.
There wasn't even a fucking sound, not even a wince.
I'm experienced, my boy.
Show me your ways, young Padawan.
Maybe later.
If we had been given an egg, or stolen one from someone, what would it... What would the risk of that be?
Adventure. The unknown.
I want adventure in the great wide somewhere. what an academic.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying in there.
May I see it?
No.
I thought you'd ask only tonight, my girl.
You've got 2 hours, you can see.
I just cursed guidance. I don't think I can do it again.
Give me an hour.
No, maybe half hour.
You can't see that thing. We don't trust you. We don't like you.
I trust you with my life, he's a man of God. Sure, have a look at this here box.
This box which may or may not contain real Cadbury eggs, we can't tell you.
It's copyright reasons.
That's right, if he fucking opens the box, it's his fault, not ours.
Oh shit, can I minor illusion the lock to look closed?
Sure.
Because he's going to notice it's fucked.
He's a wizard, though. He's going to see right through that.
Well, he still needs to make
a... minor illusion.
Yeah. You need to make a check or some shit probably to see through it, right?
I have Augur going to my head that way.
Needs an intelligence check. DC 13 to see if it's broken.
Okay.
I'm
going to
get too drunk.
I can tell.
Oh, shit.
I can tell. He can't tell.
Oh, he can't tell. Nice.
He's pissed at the fat as well.
definitely a man of God, then.
Yeah. So I'm going to using it, a minor illusioning it to look closed. So it looks like I didn't fuck with the log.
So he's like, looking at the box, looking at the whole thing. Like, I've seen these boxes before and it lifts up a bit.
Wait a minute.
Dispel magic and the log just disappears and it's like...
The whole log or just the illusion of it?
The whole illusion. I got like... other little bits from the thing which you didn't notice disappears from the box. Ooh. And he just opens, like, basically picks up the thing and throws it off. Picks up the blade, just throws it off.
How did you know about all this shit?
I say.
We kind of need that there, Lid.
Yeah, they wanted it hold and not harmed.
Well, I like to see a bit of adventuring.
We like to get paid. We're not gonna if you do that.
Pulls out the egg.
Pay anyway.
You old cunt.
Well, evidently it was easy enough to take the lid off, and with that well-performed minor illusion, someone else had already opened this.
I wonder who that could have been.
Must be that dodgy fellow with the shadows.
Oh yeah, or it could have been the wind.
Your wind, maybe.
You know all about that, don't you?
Look, why are you being so weird and antagonistic about this? We just want a paycheck.
It's right here. And he literally holds the egg in his hand.
Yeah, we see it, but they're not going to pay us if you fuck the box up. You threw lead into the woods.
You can go and get it and we can clean it up.
I think you can go get it.
Yeah, fuck you.
This quest we take on,
oh, you're here.
It really has gone upside down.
It always does. Hey, anyway, unless you can match the 200 fucking gold they were supposed to give each of us.
250,
my bad, I can't count, I'm only 8.
You got a good speech pattern for an 8-year-old.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm very well educated. I've got a large vocabulary.
Do I look like I have any goal?
You shouldn't have fucked with the box.
That's a good point.
For somebody else. And you look at him, he has like really ratty, horrible yellow robes. He has a wooden spoon sticking out of his beard.
One spoon sticking out of his beard.
One sandal on one foot, and wrapped around his other foot is a piece of bacon.
What the frick?
Oh, bacon.
Oh, I know what he wants. He's going to fucking try and eat it.
Oh, alright, I tell you what.
I carve Sacred Flame and we cook that fucker tonight, eh?
Sacred Flame is, I think it's not actually fire. Oh. I think it.
Fuck you, it'll do the job, goddammit.
Shut up. Oi, next you cough up the gold, you better go sat back and fix the
DM,
box.
I like to stealth behind the wizard guy.
A barbarian looking stealth?
Yeah. Actually, I've got a +2 in it, funny enough.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
Let me do that, maybe I've got +6.
I'm going to put a switch into this. So, yeah, stealth behind the wizard guy, please.
Wizard. Okay. Give me a stealth, Jack. Roll me a d20. 13.
13.
So you can see here.
He
doesn't notice you.
Cool.
Stealth attack.
With quite an old man in the woods.
No, I'm just going to... I've got my great axe in my hand, remember?
You're trying to fucking kill me.
If I can decapitate him, it'd be probably a bonus.
We hate old people. Patients can get fucked. You hit it, you're fucking
there. Okay, you hit this wizard holding the egg.
Yeah.
Roll an attack.
Can I roll?
While he holds the egg.
Can I roll to catch the egg before it hits him?
Yes, please.
Or would you notice that he's going around behind him to do
well,
this?
Well, he's not hiding from me. and I'm looking at the wizard, so if he's behind him, I'll be staring him dead in the face.
True. 9, plus I got attack bonus of 6, 15.
Okay.
Correct. And I get +4 slashing, so 19.
Something's not right about that.
Got a roll d12, got 9.
One of these things just don't add up here.
+4 slashing.
No, that's not that.
+6.
Just the +6.
Okay. So that's attack bonus, sorry.
Yeah.
Has he, as you hit him the axe, he just managed to like catch, saying, yeah, just cast shield.
Wait, what?
Basically, cast the spell shield, and it just bungs off like. You know, like trash or like lint, it would literally just shield.
Yeah, your ding. Yeah, armor, yeah.
Alright, I guess we're
fine. Well, that's not good.
What the fuck are you do that there for?
Well, this guy's a bit of a problem, really. He's taking our egg. We need to get it to our middle.
I never said I'm taking the egg. I'm just helping. And he looks, you little tap, and a tiny little crack, and he just hands you the egg.
Well, that's shit. We're going to get fucked over. We're not going to get paid because of
you. Oh, I see. He's going to hatch it.
Yeah, but that's not good for us.
I don't know about that. I mean, I am a dragonborn, so is it a dragon? If it's hatching?
I mean, I don't know if it's going to respect you. I can't even kind of a wimp.
He seemed pretty chill about me. I mean,
well,
I
not much we can do about it.
I hit him with a stealth axe, and he hasn't killed me.
Box no lid.
And the crack's getting bigger, and it's like sounds like pulse as well.
Can I brief flames on it to keep to help it?
You get. You want to cook an egg?
He's wanting to help it hatch from
the. Oh, okay.
If we're going all in
it,
now,
it
can't
will
we
do a
much
lot.
About this?
It does. It can flame breath from a dragonborn. That she can do a bit of bad damage.
Maybe don't.
Is there a way I can medicine it? It might as well just hatch this thing now.
Fuck it, alright.
Or to see if it's.
I'm not being its mother there, that's one of you two.
Oh, if I open the fucking thing, it's
too young
me.
To be a parent.
Is that the
It's
you
okay. On the physical map, he's literally there with the egg in his hand, oddly enough, if it goes around. So where are you guys?
Right behind him.
So you're behind him.
Somewhere there.
So. Okay.
come on, buddy. These are very good figurines.
Oh, no, because he handed you the egg.
Yeah, sorry, viewers. We've got...
Okay.
We're drunk, and we've got a physical map and glasses on the table.
Yeah, we are pretty drunk.
Right, so I think this is initiative time, right, for fighting this bitch.
No, are we fighting him? I mean...
You hit him with an axe.
Yeah, well, he didn't exactly hit me back. No. He seems pretty chill.
He just cast you.
Yeah, about so, the egg.
He basically
I don't want the egg imprinted on him, whatever he's...
He handed Ala. I'm shit with a character name. Basically, hands Soren Jane's character the egg.
Oh,
and
right.
The egg is starting to hatch.
Well, I kind of don't know if I want to be holding this.
Okay, well, I'll take the egg in my hands. I'm flame proof, though.
Hey, why are you bothering us, by the way, Mr. Old Geezer?
Something to pass time while I get my food, my lunch.
What's your lunch?
Whatever snags onto my line.
And what often snags on your line?
Pulls up on a piece of bacon, pulls out chocolate egg.
How the fuck do you get a bit of bacon and a chocolate egg on?
Magic, my friend.
You're starting to be a lot more...
Oh, he's a wild magic
He's
bastard.
Had too many fucking Fruit Loops, that's for sure.
He's a Fruit Loop.
Is the egg still hatching, or is it getting more and more? We're going to find out what it is.
Are you a priest, by chance? Don't worry about that fucking egg, you can deal with that shit.
Okay, where is everyone?
On the map. Can you see it?
I be sat right here. Can you?
I need to get my phone.
Uh-oh.
Bye, DM.
He's got boss music loaded up.
Can I have my phone?
Does anyone want some crisps?
I
think eating them on mic is going to fuck us.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do it at break time.
Break time.
What time is it?
Nearly now.
An hour in.
Oh, we make them an episode is an hour, so that sounds like we should cut it there for a little bit, go for a piss and eat. And
can do. All right.
Not right now necessarily. Just
no?
We're doing in an hour. What we're is doing it? The...
Flower, you cut
Does
it now.
Does it hit an hour? What's
okay.
that?
We'll cut
Hold on. One sec. Give me a minute.
All right.
So, the egg cracks further and further and further. And it bursts open, and this is where we'll finish.
Right, burst open, creature to be determined.
Oh my god.
Did I come up on yours?
Welcome back, motherfuckers. It's time for a pint of Cthulhu. Strap in.
Woo! Yes, we are back with the second part of the Bloodstained Swamp. And we were left with... fucking hell.
A fuck-ass wizard.
Ah, yes. Oh, and the egg hatched. The egg was hatching as the wizard dude. I walked away, leaving the egg on the floor.
Wait, you walked away?
Yes, that's why he's moved away.
Oh.
And the egg is on the floor, hatched. All the pieces have gone flying everywhere. And where the fuck is it gone? A creature left on the floor, looking at the cleric.
Bro.
This is the cult of a dim coin, I fear.
And you see...
It's a jizz tissue!
That's the right tissue.
Oh, it's your children. Oh, it's a dinosaur!
Dinosaur.
Staring at... I can't remember you. Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
Run it over to Jeff. And rubs its head against your leg.
Well, we have a pet now.
Sacred flame.
Do you know, dinosaurs are supposed to be related to chickens, so, hey.
Yes. It's got bits of the fluff on it, the feathers, and all that crap.
I shall call you Jeremy.
Jeff Jr.
Jeremy and Jeff.
Adventure till the end, I say. When he gets big enough, I can sit on his back and ride him as a mount, I can.
Well, it's not a doggy, but it'll do.
No, it's definitely not. Don't be putting any fingers in that thing's mouth. If I fucking bite him off, it will.
Well, we're still delivering it. 250 gold each.
Oh, fuck no, this is my dinosaur now.
Last episode finished.
I fucking named it.
I think the folks that we're going to give it to
I mean,
come
he has
after
named
us.
It.
Yeah, it's named it, yes.
Right of name, that'd be it.
If my voice sounds different, it's because I'm another vodka shot deep, so shut up.
About the same year there.
Yeah. Right,
I think we're gonna have to deal with the folks that want this delivered regardless.
Oh, fuck them, I don't care. I'm off on my own adventure now. Me and Jeff. Jeff and Jeremy on the road.
Oh, wizard man. What the fuck's going on?
Well, you fucked it.
I haven't fucked it.
We fucked it, you opened it.
That might happen later, but that's another story.
I did not take the lock off the door and
you
all the arcane locks.
You cracked the egg open. You can't...
Well, the seal was on the... No. What's it called?
Hang a holy symbol around
the
dick.
Lock. The padlock. The seal was on the padlock. If the padlock was taken off, it would have taken it out of stasis. So whoever had opened the lock, one who fucked it.
Well, that wasn't me. I'd have looked for my...
Who here fucked me, Jeremy? He only be a nestling, he be.
I'm too young to fuck anything, can't even me.
What are you, you fucking dirty bastard? I got my eye on you, you cunt.
Right, if we don't want Jeremy to be hunted down by the magic mob, we should probably go kick their asses.
We should, no, fuck that. We go to the last coast, take a ship across the water to... I don't know the fucking maps of the world, to be honest with you, and I'm too drunk to fucking remember.
Yeah. We all are.
Go to Baldur's Gate, we go Baldur's Gate. That sounds like a good place to go.
Yeah, we sketch your motherfucker house out there. We'll bun right in.
Exactly.
There's that town, Fendover, full of all the Jeremys.
Oh, yeah, the Jeremys. I've been past
that. Wait, you're adding a Jeremy. He's a Jeremy.
Oh, shit.
Was it Jerry? I can't fucking remember.
It'll be Jerry. It was Jerry.
Jerry. The three Jerrys.
Oh, no.
Jerry, Jerry, and Jerry, and Jerry, Jerry.
Yeah,
Jerry.
You remember that. Good times in that there, broth. A town, I mean.
There's a weird, rotten little rabbit. He stole my mother's purse.
Oh, Dad, don't fuck off. Leave Donovan alone. He's a good man, he be. May the man have God.
I'm pretty sure that rabbit had taken the leg of my son.
Yeah, he gave my mother chlamydia.
Right, now, what happened in what Donovan did and what Donovan didn't do in between the timeline of the Lost Mines of Fandelver and current time is not the responsibility of the guy that might have been his conscience at the time. Tell you that new.
Ah, yes. There was also the bugbear. No, it wasn't a fucking bugbear. It was a furbolg.
Oh, Furby.
The
cockless furbolg, yes.
He's a dickless wonder of the Nine Realms.
What else was there? Was the chicken who wanted to push...
Viney Cano car.
Ah, yes.
And then there was Gertrude and no one else. No one else. Only those four.
I think there was a stray cat that used to hang around.
There was only those four, no
one
else.
Piece of shit, that cat, me.
Right, so we're cutting and running. We're telling them to go fuck themselves and we're booking
it. I'm taking my dinosaur and you can go fuck yourself.
Oi, Mr. Honor, barbarian fuck.
Yeah?
What's your opinion on this?
It's all fucked anyway.
It's all fucked anyway, alright?
Yeah, yeah.
Off with you!
Hey, I take my dinosaur and I be off. Why is it now? Oh no, it's
well, I keep on to your fucking voice.
You can want my voice all you want, you're not fucking having it now, boy.
Well, they have been known to come searching and just for the, I'd say, the aperitifs, the starter, the appetizers. So I would...
Are you telling me there are T-Rex out there?
Sometimes it's a dinosaur, sometimes it's a baby dragon, sometimes...
A dragon?
Oh fuck, we can get a whole menagerie of animals. Woo-hoo! We can. In the name of God.
You can start Noah's Ark.
Oh fuck yes, Noah's Ark.
I've never seen anything come out, none of the boxes come back out. That's the thing.
Well, we can do better than that.
Oh, enough lube, anything can come back out.
Yeah. Might need surgery if it's too far and it hasn't got a fair base, but we'll see.
Well, it's hatched now, we can't put it back in the box.
Oh, yeah. Right, let's go.
Hold on, I want to dress it up in my vestments. I got a spare set in here.
Give
it a little fucking
dog collar.
No, you've got to put in your, like, human clothes. That's the funniest thing.
That's what I've just done, you dumb bastard.
You said collar, you can't.
Give me an animal handling thing then.
Animal handling, alright. I got a +3 to that.
Yeah!
That's a 13, I think. So that's 16 in total. Actually, is that 13? Yeah, 13. 16 in total.
You can manage to pick it up, give it a little stroke. Not like that.
You fucking said it, not me.
I know what you like.
Didn't fucking say shit, it's my dragon! My dinosaur, it be!
You said you told me.
His wings have not come in yet, they come in later.
And you put it, like, you put it in like your vestments or something, right?
You dress it up.
Are you dressing it up? Or
I
you
dress some... it up!
Can we get it?
What have you got to dress it up with?
I've got another spare pair of vestments.
You fucking just buries it.
Yeah!
Drag it on. Oh, I make a little, what are they fucking called now? They put the kids in.
Oh, yay! I do that!
What are they called?
One of the little baby Bjorns! Let me put,
I've heard about the story about that as well. Like, yes, it was like a big green woman trying to put...
No, it was purple. You were purple, right?
Oh, yes. It was the purple big huge green...
And then for some reason had a story that we never actually got to, but you know.
No. It trying to... What did they do? Oh, it's a weird skinny guy.
Yeah, you tried to put a...
Yes.
Yeah, you tried to put a... You're
right. Man in
the
you're cold.
We got everything closed, right?
No, the door's open. But I'm fine.
It's right.
Roasting in here.
No, I'm fine. All
right. I ask because we're drunk, man.
Go put a jacket.
I'm alright.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, but you two fuckers are sober.
That's true. That's
are
quite
you
cool.
cold?
No.
Is it just you? Go get a jacket.
I hope this gets edited out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, fuck it. I'm leaving all this shit in there.
Yeah, we're drunk motherfuckers. Alright. So we're going to steal a dragon and a dinosaur for me.
Has it got wings? Or is it just a dinosaur?
It's just a dinosaur.
Yeah, because I think I had a few history. I think I got you to do a history check. So basically...
You didn't do me a history check.
We didn't get a history check. You might plan that.
You had animal handling. And I could do a history check.
You do a history check, see what it is. I know.
Plus two. 10.
You've not really seen dinosaurs.
I don't care. I love it anyway. My little freakish son.
My father's like son.
Come live under the mines with me.
The children yearn for the mines.
The children do yearn for the mines. They also yearn for the word of God.
Right, we can cut and run with one little dinosaur son for you.
Exactly.
Or get some dinosaur parents to replace my real parents, who is dead.
That's another story, Eric. We ain't gonna go down just right now.
But can I get them anyway, mister?
Maybe later.
We can go attack them and kill them.
Sounds like an audio drama that needs to be written.
Oh,
dear.
No, I don't have time for that.
I don't have time for that either. We'll volunteer there, Flower.
Yeah, right, but my dead parents. Are we going to go get the other shit?
And enjoy.
No, we're going to go the opposite direction and fuck off.
Alright, fine.
We're keeping and maybe search for in the future.
Yeah.
Right, we're keeping the dragon.
It's a dinosaur. It's not got wings, it's a dinosaur.
A dinosaur.
A dinosaur.
Is that the difference between a dragon and a dinosaur? If it has wings or not?
And can breathe fire, but yeah, pretty much.
We don't know if this thing can breathe fire or not.
Right,
we don't
know.
A dinosaur.
But we don't know that, because who's stupid to know what a dinosaur is?
What's a dinosaur?
Anyhow, let's fuck off then.
No, we do that.
What we're naming him?
We don't go into the woods anymore. We go back out.
Fuck, I'm not going into the woods for that.
Back out of the woods.
I'm not.
We're a little friend. I've got a sibling.
Well, you got another 50 minutes to fucking make up, boy. As you start pointing it out your arse.
I want another
sure
quest.
It's a shame for
whoever
was supposed to live us to chase us down about it.
I think we give us another quest. We must go to the centre of the... and deliver this mysterious box.
You there, wizard. You know it was a dinosaur, did you?
Sometimes the dinosaurs, sometimes...
Question. Have you let everyone who's come here go free? Like, all the eggs hatching and shit?
Well, no one's ever asked for my help before.
We didn't ask for it.
Exactly. You just kind of offered it. Alright, why do you...
You're the nicest one.
Alright, what's so wrong with the folks that are wanting this egg? Or dancing?
They want to fucking eat it! They don't eat my Jerry!
And he points at Jeff and basically sadly nods.
You
want to
eat the dinosaur?
Anyone want to eat a fucking dinosaur? Who wants
to
fucking eat
that? That's horrifying, that is.
Dino burgers.
That
actually could
turkey
be quite
dinosaurs.
Nice.
That
turkey dinosaur. Yes.
Oh, they're banging, they be. Oh, yeah, I fucking had those before.
That bitch will eat anything.
That bitch.
Who?
Someone should put a stop to her.
What bitch?
Well, she might have more.
Who are we talking about here?
The bitch.
What bitch?
In the heart of.
What, a dog?
The bitch in the heart of...
A dog? Are you talking about a dog?
No, I'm talking about the wicked bitch in the west.
Yes.
That could be a dog.
It's west from here.
I'm not going to kill a dog unless it comes after me first. That's self-defence that way, but I draw the line at fluffy animals.
Oh, she's not a fluffy bitch.
Do you know? You know
she's
the carpets.
One of those solo dogs they're making.
That's just fucking abomination. God does not approve!
Let's get it then. Right, so she might have more Jeremy's and she's in the woods and she eats them. I don't want Jeremy to get it, so we should kill her.
Why the fuck are we taking Jeremy to the woods then? We take him to the other way, we don't fucking get him eating.
God, if she's got the power to make us come in here, she's got a dinosaur egg access.
She ain't got no power to come in here, we came in here on her own volition, we did.
Alright then.
Go put a jacket on your fucking
No, it's more like the ping pong conversation here. We're not really going anywhere, so this is going in circles.
Alright, we're fucking off away from the bitch in the west then.
Sorry, Flora, we're not going in your fucking swamp, so dick tools up to that, you mustard.
I've never actually thought of this, because like the times we've actually been running, no one's done this, so I
why are you surprised? It's us.
We have a nice little jaunty trap.
I see, I blame these two. You know, they should have been nice and played your story how
what do you like to do, game? Mr. Dragonborn? What do you like
you
to do?
You are a kiss-offs and bone nose are in fact starving.
At this point, I'm pretty happy just, you know...
chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, just sit here for the rest of the hour. Got another 45 minutes.
Right, so I think we could take the 9:30 ferry across the lake, and we go across the lake to that town over there. I'm sure our voice in our ear will name a town that we can take a ferry to. It takes only 2 gold pieces, you know, and doesn't question about a Danish
one. Paying for the ferryman.
Exactly. We take a ferry across the lake, we go fuck off from there, and then we go off on our adventures elsewhere.
They're
with our
dinosaur.
We are
dinosaur,
yeah.
Now we must learn to train our dinosaur.
How to train your dinosaur.
Remake that came out a couple months back.
Oh, well, how to train your wyvern?
Yeah, that one.
That was not a good idea, was it?
Here's how to train your wife.
That's a separate set of films altogether. The church will teach you about that if you really want. You gotta pay extra for that. I think our player there has passed out on the floor.
I'm awake.
Only just.
You're back.
I've always been here.
Haven't we always been here?
Right, anyhow, we're fucking off. Flower, adapt your shit.
On the fly, GM.
Well, yeah, fuck you.
I'm going to the nearest tavern. I'm going to drink copious amounts my amnesia potion.
I guess we'll see you later then. We'll catch up in a few weeks.
I think we should start again, shouldn't we? After I drink my amnesia potion.
Yeah, I got myself a dinosaur.
Right, come on, Flower, just have him hunt us down. It's easy.
Fucking hell.
Bandits on the road or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, come on.
Is there a kraken in that there lake?
Cartman. Get fucked.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody.
We're alive, buddy. We're alive. You gotta be quicker than this.
Hello, but fucking hell.
There's only so much our audience will take of us sticking around. We learned it the hard way, didn't we?
I really never thought this into the point of my notes.
Also,
this would happen.
You never legit thought anyone would just take the dinosaur.
No.
Fuck off.
I like dinosaurs. Of course, I was gonna do this.
Yeah.
Exactly. You kind of gave us You said there's a box. You shouldn't open it. What the fuck do you think we're going to do?
What's
open
in
it.
The box?
I mean, I tried.
Well, I knew the box was going to be open at one point anyway.
Who used to say the witch has a cast out of the woods and turn us right back to her cottage?
Don't dare give him fucking
which
ideas.
Which I said she has, because she's a witch.
Don't give him ideas.
Bitch.
I'm giving him ideas because he ain't got none of his
own. He said it's a bitch, not a witch. It's not the same thing.
Well, a bitch and a witch is just as good.
Okay.
A bitch in the hand is left in the bush.
Okay. I'm gonna be in the bitch's bush, if you know what I mean. Or.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got an idea.
Okay, our god has got something to do.
Come on, Ferb, I know what we're gonna do today.
So you start heading towards the back, and you've got little Jeff, or Jiff, or Jiff. Jiffy, whatever.
Yeah, he's Jerry.
Jerry.
I'm Jeff, he's Jerry.
We're
the two
Jeremy,
Jeff.
Jeremy, you fuck.
You start walking, start telling back, but then you see a blockage. You see a blockage in the swamp, the roadie.
Oh shit, someone has a flush, right? You supposedly flush up a wipe.
There's a blockage in the swamp?
It's like a sheet from tree side to tree side.
Awesome. Can I hit it with my great hammer? My great
Is
axe?
It one sheet does plenty? I've heard that. I've heard it before.
You've got shit covered bears that shit the wood.
Can I hit it with my great axe?
Try for it.
Roll for it?
Yeah, roll for it.
The face he's looking there as if he's taking a tricky shit. I'm guessing you've heard...
I'm trying to put this out of my ass. Thank you very much.
17 plus 6.
Bitch.
No, plus 4, sorry. 21.
Is that a standard axe or is it a magical axe?
Standard axe.
You don't get some magical shit
flying us. He's trying to make it hard.
Yeah, a great
because we've basically just gone fuck you in your quest and walked off.
A little bit.
Hey, if anything, we got 50 gold apiece out of this and a fucking dinosaur. I think we've won.
Yeah. I mean, you buy a dinosaur for 750 gold, so it seems worth it. Yeah.
How much is a dinosaur going in this day and age?
How much is that dino in the window?
Bum, bum, bum. The one with the scaly tail.
So, hang on.
You see now, Flair, you gotta think of these ideas.
Yeah.
You'll be more of the fly boy.
This is what I was worried about doing for you guys.
Hey, at least we're not being arseholes about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah,
says, yeah. We're too drunk by that.
Yep.
Hey there, Flower, listen to them, it's too good to miss.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, fuck me, that there, Jerry, fucking hell.
You can always blame it on the dinosaur now.
Exactly, that's what I do.
Flower, it's fine. It's happening here in the woods.
Just give us a happy ending and we're fine. What?
I'm not asking if you drew it on your sheet. It's just your book.
You did it,
You literally just dropped it on the sheet, so I'm not asking.
That's fine.
You give us a happy ending, Flower.
You want a happy ending from Flower?
And they all not strode off, all hand in hand.
Just have whoever we were meant to have us fight.
Okay.
Next time we play D&D,
on the path ahead of us.
No, next time we play D&D, we need to have Jeff and Jerry, the holy priests. Of Bahamut.
Jeff of Bahamut?
Bahamut.
Bahamut, okay.
Bahamut.
Yeah, okay, I was like, this is fine.
Yeah, just give us a happy ending. There you go.
That's fine. You're only 20 minutes in.
Just have us do whatever we're supposed to be doing. It's fine. See you.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I'm getting food because I'm fucked.
We're eating yum yums now, people, because Flower's having some very emotional crises.
I want to get at least one bite in.
Fuck me, forcibly put that in my mouth, Jesus. Like the first time you put pastry in a man's mouth.
First time it's been pastry.
It kind of is, it's like a cake pastry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So.
Awesome,
you cut. Hold on. Roll the damage for cutting down this thing.
What do I need?
Whatever the great axe cuts. Is it a d12?
Not yet, I think.
Flower, it's okay, buddy. You're doing good.
This
one.
D12.
This will make a great axe.
Oh, man. It's only two. Plus, I get four... six,
no,
four with it, plus four slashing, so six.
You cut enough into this so that there is a gap if you want to leave.
I got another one.
You got another one?
Yeah.
Okay, roll it again.
Who put this there bar grill across the street?
Two.
Plus, that won't hit it. Your axe is getting stuck into whatever this stuff is.
Damn it.
Can my dinosaur do any tricks?
I've got the stats.
Mm. You got stats?
I got stats for the dinosaur.
I have a warhammer.
So your axe is now stuck to this stuff that's on to hide between tree to tree.
Oh shit.
Can I get it out?
There? I say,
yeah.
There is a gap for people to escape from.
Yeah. But can I get my axe out of the tree?
Yeah, just give me like a strength check.
If you're stuck in that near tree, you're fucked now.
15.
Yeah, you just pull it straight. And then, so you've got like a hole enough where you think your two smaller friends can get through.
Right, we'll see you later.
Where's the hobbit? Where's the hobbit? There you are, halfling.
There's no such thing as a hobbit. We're halflings.
Come here,
right?
Can I pick up the hobbit and push him through the hole?
No. Do you contest it? Or is it going to let it happen?
Fuck it, sure let it happen.
Okay. No, leave it alone. Just get pushed through it.
No, don't throw me. Whatever you
tell
do.
Tell me what you see, Arilia.
Arinoff.
What do you see?
Roll me a perception check.
Fuck,
I'm gonna have to. That's
crisps.
Sorry.
That's
not good.
He doesn't see fucking anything.
You seem too pissed to be able
that's
to see his bros. Five. You see a five, you see just.
It's rainbows! Rainbows and unicorns!
Yeah,
mate.
It's
actually. Oh, fuck, we got a unicorn as well, have we?
Yeah! Okay. It's great, come on over.
Alright, I come through. I can take Jerry with me.
You like try to jump through, or do you like ask him to?
Oh, fuck him, mate. I'm taking Jerry through, and we're going.
Can I try once more to chop the bigger hole in it?
Once I go through, not as I'm going through.
Well, we'll see.
You fucking hurt Jerry, I kick your ass. More
it's
people love him
through.
Than you right now. I think even the fans will say they like Jerry more than any of us here.
Okay, well.
No, I'm a darling. I'm a fan favorite.
Oh, fuck you.
You two roll initiative, so you go for the thing first. Either you jumping through or him, is it, like, cutting it in?
I don't want to be fucking cut.
You're
going to
be
that's,
in circumcised,
16.
Roll initiative to see what you get to if you get cut it first.
If you fucking hit me,
out.
I'm going
to
kill you.
Hmm? Roll that. Roll d20 and add.
Your initiative.
One.
That one. Fuck,
initiative.
Fuck, little bastard.
Initiative.
Plus two.
Yeah. No, you literally just, like, give me dex just to get through acrobatics.
Not you.
I thought you would try to roll it.
Dexterity minus one. That's a 20.
That's 20. You just hop through. You basically just step through it.
You know what? Short focus and multi-talented. We're just great, everyone.
Right, well, you don't want to know the depth of my talents.
Now my two friends have gone through the hole before me, and they've
I'm not
made
legal yet,
it's
all good if you're
that's right, you're not a choir boy.
Okay, give me acrobatics or athletics, whatever.
Acrobatics, yeah. D20 plus what I got?
Yeah.
D20 plus 4, 6.
You're stuck in this stuff.
For sake.
Oh no, you're stuck in the wall. His ass hanging up
fuck.
Beside his mouth the other.
Jeff,
oh, no.
Give me a hand here, I'm stuck.
Can I pull you out?
You have a choice to make, Jeff.
Come on, Jeff, keep pulling.
Go on, Jeff, you know you
just keep pulling.
Pull me off, please. I'll give you some money.
You're disgusting, fuck your butt
around the mic. Alright, I pull him off. It's only a 5.
I said don't pull there.
I've seen pornos that sound like this, sir.
Quick, Jerry, get the other leg. What strength is Jerry?
Mine's oh, you're going to sting out the whole fucking area. You disgusting.
That's a 5 minus 2, so it's 3. Does Jerry get stuck as well?
No, he's pulling.
Oh.
He's not fucking stuck, he's pulling.
Just
gross,
like, yeah,
gross,
nothing. All on the other side. On the other technical.
I'm not helping because I think this is fucking hilarious.
Just gonna leave. Just leave him there.
You're there, a wizard. You want to you push him.
If he's stuck, no one can follow us. Let's go.
Get me out of here. Help me. Hurry up.
You use your magical star.
Yeah, use your star. He's sticking long and it'll get around.
Come on, man. Okay, get it together now. He's pulling it together and he's giving us a situation to get out now.
For reference, Matt and I have had the same drink. He is fucked.
It's going to help you guys in the last year. I don't think he's eaten a proper, like, fair bit.
We'd eaten enough.
Yeah,
I passed it earlier. You there, wizard, can you give him a push on the other side? Jerry will take one leg and I'll take the other leg and we'll
and
try
I'll
this one more time.
I'll supervise.
So surely that gives me advantage, right?
The wizard's not there.
Oh
fuck you, you dirty bastard!
You've walked off?
He's right down the pathway.
It's fine. Fine, I'll help. Do you owe me money, you cunt?
Yeah.
Also, my strength score shit, so I don't know how much help I'll be.
You got a 60 gold point, mate. Point? Gold
coin? Oh, yeah, we can steal this coin off of my sack.
What? Oh, the coin I paid for breakfast for.
You want to rob him and then leave him in the tree.
The equal is bigger pay for all the time, Ross.
Exactly.
Yeah, you stole a coin, you bitch. We'll get it.
Yeah, that's 6 for getting him out. That's not happening.
No.
Oh, that's 16. I can't.
16?
I'm too drunk.
You just, like, you managed to, like, pull him just to leave. You managed to, was it the 16?
Is his coin purse available from this angle?
Was that,
not,
was it,
the one with the actual money in it, not the other one.
Was it a hat that started, was it a strength or?
Strength to get
him. Okay, so he's pulling him. If you want to try to steal his coin pouch, you can
the actual one.
Hand.
He's 8 years old. Keep your mind at the guy. Yeah, sure.
Slight hand.
That's my opinion.
Not a shifty hand.
If you were on that one, you get the wrong coin purse.
That would be a 17, sir, for a horse.
Yeah, you go like, jangle it.
Alright, give me this shit. Fuck you, I won't.
He's fucking wrong.
His friends he's known for 6 weeks.
You just seen
Arya.
He's your
friend.
Arya scuttling off through the field.
You take his belt.
Yeah. He's fine.
His trousers pulled down.
He's stuck in all his arse.
Oh, no. Can I try again to pull him out?
Well, shit.
I want to pull him out.
I've got good friends.
I'm trying to pull you out again. Can I pull him out?
We haven't done it yet.
With the dinosaur giving me advantage.
Yeah, sure.
Cool, right.
Yes, and.
So roll it twice. So that's a 7. That's a 19, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you get pulled off as well. Or pull free, but your pants are sticking behind.
he's naked from the waist down.
Yeah. Donald Duck in it.
Yeah.
Oh Donald my god! It. It's so small! Jerry, don't look! It's just a hatchling.
Would you say Dragon Ball would actually have a cock and balls? Well, he'd just be
smooth.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
How do you fucking know that?
Because reptiles have those.
Oh. Yeah. You've been looking at reptile cock, have you?
Oh, I would see if.
You've been looking at dragon dildos.
Have.
What bad dragon dildos. Get it right.
Yeah, so basically, you leave pants behind, you make it back up to the town with your trouserless barbarian.
Cockswing in the wind.
Yeah.
More, wait, where's my money?
More
I'm saying, well, at reach.
More wealthy halfling and the cleric with a pet dinosaur.
Yeah, we all won, except for him.
The one trying to play the game properly.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, live happily ever after until yay. Maybe there's a part of the second, there's a sequel, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll give you a few nights to write that one, shall we?
So if you all enjoyed this, we're glad. This is Pint of Cthulhu live for once.
Yep.
See you next time.
Bye!